And welcome to Four Women, Four Health, a podcast where holistic health practitioners come together to empower you with expert insights and practical tips on a wide range of topics, including gut health, nutrition, mental well-being, and making informed decisions. Join us every Monday for a dose of inspiration, education, and empowerment as we explore the transformative impact of holistic health on our lives. Thank you for tuning in.
Hello, everyone. My name is Carly Bigelow. I'm a holistic health practitioner that specializes in aromatherapy and homeopathy. And I thought today I would bring you some quick products that could help you on your fertility journey. So before I jump in, I just want to give a quick reminder that if you're thinking about trying any of these remedies, it's super, super important to consult with a practitioner because everyone's journey is different and everyone's body is different. And especially with homeopathy, which is all about individualized care, without being able to look at the bigger picture as a practitioner would, it would be rough to be able to tell you which protocol to follow and which protocol you would see results from because these remedies and protocols are completely individualized. Now, in terms of fertility, I feel really grateful and blessed that I personally haven't faced the challenges many people do, but I do know so many who have gone through this tough journey. And it's common these days to find someone struggling with fertility. I specialize in helping people manage their symptoms naturally, and I know there are effective ways to support your body during this time. So I want to chat specifically about using essential oils and homeopathy for fertility. As a nationally certified professional aromatherapist and someone who specializes in homeopathy, I'm excited to share some insights that might help you if you find yourself in this space needing the support. So first, with aromatherapy, and really there's only two oil blends that I'm going to talk about today, and they honestly are both Young Living blends. And I know I've mentioned Young Living before, and I know that some people are turned off by network marketing companies thinking that they are just pyramid schemes, but I've got to say Young Living really has changed the game for me, and it's ultimately what opened my eyes to the world of alternative medicine. I will always advocate for them because I believe that their oil blends are just some of the best on the market in terms of formulation. So first, I'm going to talk about Progestins Plus. This is an oil blend that also contains wild yams, which wild yams is a natural source of progesterone. It's great for hormonal balance, especially for the women trying to navigate the complexities of fertility. I can't recommend this blend enough. I actually use this oil daily myself as a way to regulate my cycle and hormones. I notice that when I don't use it consistently, that my hormones are definitely out of whack. My cycle is not as predictable. There are physically more PMS symptoms present and so on. So not only for someone going through a tough fertility journey, I also recommend this blend to any woman. I, however, don't recommend it if you are on birth control and if you do conceive while using this and you have a history of infertility or pregnancy losses in the past. Just don't stop it cold turkey when you get that positive test. It does need to be weaned down from the first couple of weeks of pregnancy because it should not be used for the duration of your pregnancy. So not only women can use oils, but there's also a blend called Sutron from Young Living, and it's designed specifically for male health. It smells amazing, and if you haven't tried it yet, I highly suggest it. It comes in an oil blend and soaps and beard oils, and it smells divine. There are a multitude of essential oils that could be used, but these two blends are always the ones I recommend in terms of someone trying to conceive or balance out their hormones. So now I'm going to switch gears to homeopathy. This approach is all about balance. It uses highly diluted substances based on the principle of like cures like. The idea is to identify and treat the root causes of the issues rather than just slapping a band-aid on. When it comes to fertility, hormonal imbalances can be a big factor, and homeopathy can help regulate those hormones. For example, if someone is dealing with irregular menstrual cycles, PCOS, or ovarian dysfunction, remedies like pulsatilla and sepia might be just what they need. And for those who are looking to boost ovulation, there are remedies like lachesis and folliculinum, and those can support the maturation and the release of eggs. But it's not just about the women here. Male infertility can also benefit from homeopathy. Remedies like selenium and lycopodium are often recommended for issues like low sperm count or motility. Now, we can't forget about stress because stress is a major player in fertility struggles, and there are homeopathic remedies to help with that too. Things like Ignatia Amara and Naturum Muriaticum can really help restore emotional balance and promote a sense of calm. And we all know that a little peace of mind can go a long way in the baby-making department. But also, for those of you considering assisted reproduction methods like IVF or IUI, homeopathy can also complement those treatments. Remedies like Sabina and Aurum Metallicum might enhance the effectiveness of these procedures and help your body respond better. Lastly, but certainly not least, if you're dealing with side effects from conventional treatments, homeopathy can help mitigate those too. Remedies like Nux Vomica and Thuja can support your body's natural healing processes. And again, here's a little reminder that everything you put into or onto your body will affect your overall health. You may not see it, but the products you use daily that seem safe and look safe may be one of the contributing factors as to why you aren't seeing the results that you want, even when we talk in terms of infertility or conception. So that's just my quick rundown on some natural ways you can support fertility through aromatherapy and homeopathy. See you next time.
Thank you for tuning in to 4 Women, 4 Health. We hope you found today's episode insightful and inspiring. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an update. Please remember that our discussions are for informational purposes only and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any illness. Always consult with a healthcare professional before making any changes to your health routine. Stay well and see you next time.